Hello and welcome to The Cute Life, episode 33. I'm Finley.
I'm Molly.
And we're back.
After what feels like a long time.
It does feel like a long time. Well, it is for you because you had a week off before our week off.
Oh yeah, that's probably why it feels like a long time.
Yeah, so you haven't done...
Because it has been weeks.
Yeah, a couple of weeks. And last weekend, we were in Margate, weren't we?
Yeah, I was in Paris the week before.
Yeah.
You did your solo podcast. I listened to it while I was walking around the streets of Paris.
Yeah, did you like it?
Baguette in hand. Little stripy top on. Beret.
Saying, not, oh, ho, ho.
Not able to speak a word of French to anyone I met.
What was that thing you used to say with, like... Oh no, that was German, wasn't it? Du hasen my Marzen bar?
Yeah, well, at least that makes sense. Do you have my Mars bar? I don't understand.
Like... No, you can speak French. Say your French thing that I taught you. This took me about a month to teach Ollie.
Well,
because he's so bad at French.
Well, don't get your hopes up because I've forgotten what it was.
Go on.
Something to do with beer.
Yes, go on.
Do beer?
No, for God's sake, that's the end of it.
Two beers. Do beer.
I'll start you off.
This is so boring.
Please.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well.
Sorry, everyone. Anyway, as I was saying, I can't speak French.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it at school. Just never soaked in. Finn's quite good. You catch on.
Yeah, I'm not bad. Because I might
give a shit.
My dad used to read to us in French because he was fluent when we were little. Like we used to have Bar. Do you know Bar? Remember Baba, the elephant?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the sheep.
No, Baba, the elephant, we had that in French, so...
Le ba.
I had, like, basic French, and then when I went to school, I had, like, GCSE French.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that... So I did French GCSE, and I remember that when we turned up, the teachers had already seen our scores. So basically, I guess when they turned up, the teachers were given a piece of paper with everyone's scores on.
Mm.
And my French teacher came up to me before I opened my envelope and was like...
I'm sorry.
She was like, oh, Ollie. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, well done. You did a lot better than I expected. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, maybe I got like a B or like high C. I got a D. Which...
She did not have high C like, for you.
But I thought that was very weird that she even came up and said that. Because a D's not a fail, but...
She was trying to be supportive of you.
Bitch.
Well, I thought the only thing that you could say in French when you were younger was je joue au ping-pong or something, wasn't it?
J'aime le ping-pong.
J'aime le ping-pong, sorry.
She actually, when we did our French oral exam, she paused the recorder and was like, Ollie, you have to stop making up French words. I'm like, je love to go to the supermarket, je have a lovely time, je look at the fruit and the vegetables.
You didn't even just spoke English with a French accent.
Yeah, and I said, I threw a few je's and loves it.
For good measure.
Je but yeah, I mean, when I went to Paris, everyone spoke such good English.
That's what I find when you go
I feel like you could just throw the zhuzh and the luz out and then probably would work.
But I feel like whenever you go to France, well, I really make an effort to try and speak French because I think it's really embarrassing, like, going into places and being like, oh, I'm English, everyone speak English to me, even though I'm in your country. So I always endeavour to try my best to speak French and then they just reply to me in English. I'm like, oh, God.
I think...
Although, do you remember that one campsite, that guy congratulated me on my French?
No.
Do you not remember that? Oh my God, it's like my proudest moment. I've walked around for the rest of the holiday, like
striding around.
I'm really good at French. The Frenchman told me I was.
No, I remember that we're like, I spoke to that woman and I was like trying to book a campsite in French and really struggling. And then she was like, do you just want a tent? And I was like, oh, you speak English.
Get them.
And she was an English person who'd moved to France for the summer to learn better French.
Oh.
So she seemed like she was really good at French. Well, she seemed French. Mm. And then I made a fool of myself again. Luckily, in Margate, no one speaks French.
Nobody spoke French, no.
They barely speak English.
Yeah, Margate was... We had a lovely time.
Stayed in a super nice apartment.
Oh my God, the Airbnb was lush. And we had a roll-top copper bath in the bedroom. And let me tell you, I was pruned by the end of the holiday because I spent so much time in that thing.
any profit they made from renting us that apartment, they lost through us using hot water.
Hot water and heating. So we stuck the heating on full as well, because we were like, woo!
Well, our house is very cold.
Yeah.
Their flat was very warm.
Very warm. Yeah.
Pump up the heat.
Lovely. Very nice. Margate was nicer than it was last time we visited.
Definitely.
Because the first time we visited Margate, which I can't remember whether we've talked about on here before, but we went there in the kind of... Everyone had said how cool it was, how nice it was. I mean, Ollie were at the time thinking we kind of wanted to buy somewhere.
Well, we looked on a map and there were only two places that were we could cheap afford. Enough for our budget.
And one of them was Margate. So we were like, oh, let's go check it out. Like, kind of thinking, oh, maybe we could live here. And we kind of went on the hottest day on record.
I think it literally was the hottest day of the year.
And it was just, like, the beach was just, you could not see sand because there were so many people.
Just burnt English flesh.
Everyone had their top, literally everybody there had their top off, which was very unappealing to me. And I don't know, it just, kind of, I think when you look, we didn't look around it like, oh, like, this is a cool place to visit. We were kind of like scrutinising it because we were thinking maybe we want to live here.
I think it makes you look at everything in a very negative light because you're just like walking. Rather than when you normally go to a place where you're like, that looks cool, look how interesting that is, and you sort of you breeze over the negatives.
Mm.
We were like really fixating, like, because you're just like, would I want to live here?
Yeah, but it's definitely like kind of East London meets the seaside. I would say it's kind of like, what do they call? Was it
Shoreditch by Sea?
Yeah.
I mean, you can totally see where it got that reputation from.
I mean, the shops were very cool, and I really liked the lots of cafes that we went to that were very nice. We had lots of nice meals. We went to a really cute pub. It was very nice. Although I would say there is a very clear sort of hipster, old local divide, and I think if I lived there it would make me feel quite uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's just like the places that we were, maybe it's like not so bad in other places, but it just felt stronger than it is in Hastings.
I think it's me and Ollie read a couple of articles like before we went, because we were like, oh, like we want to like find cool places to go, like, so we did a bit of research, and like we read this GQ article and it was like, oh, Hastings and St. Leonard's is like up and coming, but Margate is already up. And then I think because of that, I kind of was looking around like, I mean, I don't know whether it is. Like,
I think more trendy, maybe more trendy stuff is moving to Margate.
I don't know. I just felt like there was more of a divide there than there is here. I don't know. Maybe it's because I live here. And so I'm used to it.
I think it's probably that slightly as well. I mean, I know in like Margate, like, you get like a lot of good bands going and playing there and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Pete Doherty lives there.
But like, you see like quite good bands playing there quite frequently. Mm. Whereas, there's not many good bands playing in Hastings.
Oh my God, you're going to have the whole... This is like Music Central.
I mean, I don't know.
We're supposedly known for our music, so anyone who's in a music band is going to be after us with pitchforks after you said that. No, we've got the Piper now.
Oh, yeah, that's good, isn't
it? Which I heard, they read it out on Radio 6.
Yeah.
I did a little whoop because they mentioned St. Leonard's. I got really excited.
That is exciting.
Anyway.
I don't know. This is all our comparison from spending 2 days in Margate.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Take it with a pinch of salt, but go to Margate.
To Margate, it's really nice and it was really fun. And
don't go on the coldest day of the year or the hottest day.
Yeah.
Go in autumn.
They've got a, what's that thing called by the sea? A natural swimming pool.
Is it a natural swimming pool?
Is that what it's called?
I don't know, because there was a sign next to it saying no swimming, but then there were ladders going into it, so I was really confused.
Confusing.
Yeah, if only there was a way to find out. Oh well, we'll never know.
Anyway, but it was good to go look at.
Yeah, definitely.
If not,
and it was a good photo opportunity.
Yeah,
because you were next to some nice still seawater.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that the picture of me on Instagram is by the quote unquote natural swimming pool that we've just assumed it was.
Right, Finn, I know you've got a lot to talk about this week.
I do have a lot to talk about. Shall we move on?
Yeah, because we're rambling.
Okay.
But I need to go first.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why, because my thing's short.
Right.
I also saw it before I went to Paris.
Right.
And I've been wanting to tell you it.
So you're desperate.
Since. So that's like 2 weeks.
Keeping a secret. You can't keep secrets from me. Exactly. I'm your wife.
I know. It was all of my vowels were like, I said I would share everything with you, but... We've got to wait for the podcast matter.
Oh my
anyway.
God. So excited.
So, this is a Reddit relationship story.
Yeah.
Finn's just staring at the table. Are you okay?
Oh no, I just had a panic because I... Don't, but just carry on.
Just freaked me out there slightly.
It's fine. I was just concerned it wasn't recording and because I remembered I turned my automatic thing off.
Oh, I see.
Sorry, carry on. I think everything's fine.
God, that's confidence inspiring. Okay, so if Finn is taken aback by this story, you know that the recording did work. If she sounds like she slightly heard it before, the recording didn't work.
How would I know?
Because you'll be like, oh yeah, that story's so crazy. Whereas this time you will be genuinely impressed. So this is from a page on Reddit where you ask Reddit, am I the arsehole?
Right.
So in a situation where like, so say me and you
have an argument.
Yeah. You both think you're in the right or you don't know whether you were in the wrong. You ask Reddit and then Reddit decides.
I wouldn't do that because I'm always in the right.
Okay. So then you can go onto Reddit and then people will say, no, you're not the arsehole, or yes, you are the arsehole. So okay. This person has written on this page.
Mm-hmm.
I am a 29-year-old female. My boyfriend is a 30-year-old male. We've been living together for 2 years in a little studio in a very expensive, big US city. My boyfriend grew up rurally with a lot of space, enough to collect all kinds of things. He collected action figures and video games and all the normal kid stuff when he was young. But as he grew older, he became more interested in unusual things. As a teenager, he had 8 guinea pigs of different types from different breeders. Since Tide Pods were released 7 years ago, he saved one of every kind of Tide Pod.
What is a Tide Pod?
I think it's... You put it in your dishwasher.
For what?
For cleaning. It's weird. He's got a big box of international variety of electrical insulators. Anyway, he's not a hoarder. He's usually neat. Just used to having a lot of space for his bizarre collections. At his parents' ranch, he has 2 big rooms full of containers of weird and impressive things. All good so far?
I mean, it kind of sounds a bit like me.
He recently became very interested in yogurt.
Oh, what do you mean?
He's always hated dairy products until a year ago. He's not just started drinking milk and sharing ice cream with me, but he's found a love for yogurts. So now he collects them, of course. The problem is that they're perishable. So until today, our little 550 square foot studio contained 2,100 cups of yogurt.
2,000!
It comes in a ton of varieties, different types, flavours, textures, containers, made by different companies in different countries. This is like crack to my boyfriend. So he tried to pretty much save a sample of everything he could find.
Save a... What? A full yoghurt?
I guess I don't really know. In my
half-eaten yoghurt?
In my imagination...
A yoghurt pot?
In my imagination, it's an unopened, brand new yoghurt.
Yeah.
He filled our fridge. He bought a new fridge.
He bought a new fridge.
And then another tiny bedside fridge.
Oh my god, he really loves yogurt.
He said he didn't want to walk to the fridge at night, but it was obviously a ruse to get more yogurt space. These fridges all filled up with his yogurts, and if you keep them for long, they smell bad. Sometimes the packaging breaks. So our apartment was smelling like rotten milk for the last 2 weeks. And my boyfriend's attitude was, oh, it's fine, and just deal with it for a little longer. Until I pulled the plug and threw it all out this morning.
I love her.
I was looking
at... Why did she put up with it for this long?
I don't know. I was looking at my groceries, which I had to put beside the fridge because there was no space.
If you had like 5 yogurts, I mean, I'd be shocked by this as a vegan, but if you had 5 yogurts in the fridge, I'd be like, what's going on with this? Like, you gonna eat these?
Yeah, or... 5 is like, that's a weird amount of yogurt.
Does it? I mean...
Especially if I wasn't eating them.
Yeah.
I was looking at my groceries, which I'd put beside the fridge because there was no space and everything smelled like death, and I snapped and threw it all away. My boyfriend is understandably upset.
Oh my god, she's so nice. Why is she understanding? I would have fucking shoved that shit in the bin after day one. After the mini fridge. Before the mini fridge.
You'd love a mini fridge.
Would like a mini fridge.
We've been arguing about whether I crossed a line by throwing away his stuff. And he's especially upset because he, of course, had rare yogurts that were hard to find.
Rare yogurts? Where is he getting this?
In particular, he had some Cuban and Iranian yogurts that you can't get in the US.
How did he get it then?
I know that we have a trade sanction against Iran and Cuba, so I don't even know if it was legal.
Oh my god, he got it on the black market yogurt!
So I don't even know if it was even legal for him to have them. I asked where he got his Iranian yogurt, but he kept arguing, the Iranian yogurt is not the issue here.
I think it is. I think you'll find it is.
And that the real issue was me throwing out his precious yogurts without his permission.
I really want to be. Like,
Reddit, am I the arsehole here?
No, babe.
Do I need...
You're a normal person.
Do I need legal advice? Thank you. I'm so exasperated. That sentence, the Iranian yogurt is not the issue here, is the perfect answer to any argument.
The Iranian yogurt is not the issue here!
I could just imagine their argument. She says, like the yogurt's from Iran and that's not getting... Like, that's not the issue! You threw away all of the yogurt!
My precious yogurts! Oh my god, that was great. I mean,
loved it.
Before I stopped eating dairy, I did love a yogurt.
That's in tape around.
I mean, surprise, surprise, it's time in the podcast where we have to let Tova work. She's crying.
Okay, she's been released.
Even though we gave her 2 treats to try and stop her from doing that, and she's eaten them at lightning speed.
She ate the second, she'd finished the second treat before the podcast was even recording.
Oh, we need to come up with a better system.
Like a prison for dogs.
A prison. Make a small fort.
Yeah.
Okay,
I finally got that out of my system.
Oh, that was glorious.
It was a good tale, wasn't
it? I think it was the best one. It's my favourite one so far, I think. Better than the raft.
It was better than the raft. Was it better than the magician's restaurant?
I mean, I do think about that.
I'm not sure. I think about that all the time. like when I go in a new restaurant, I'm always like, maybe this is a magician restaurant.
It was open. Do you want my cute thing?
Yes, please.
No, I'm just really concerned about my phone.
Well, check it quickly.
Okay, well, you're just going to have to talk while I do this.
This is an insight. We're pulling the curtain back and showing how even the most professional podcasts sometimes have their flaws.
Oh, shit.
Finn is trying to use her phone upside down.
I can't unlock it.
Turn it the other way around.
I'm scared of knocking the wire. And
oh, my God. This
is a disaster.
2 weeks off and the whole thing falls to dust.
Right.
It is recording,
everyone. It is recording. I'm not.
You know it's recording because you're listening to it.
What?
The person listening.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're breaking the... What's it?
Fourth wall.
My cute thing this week, everyone, is... So, recently, it passed November the 1st, which, coincidentally, is Ollie's sister's birthday. So, happy birthday, Hattie, for about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I have said happy birthday to
her. No, we only say happy birthday to her in belated podcast announcement. For a podcast she doesn't listen
anyway,
to.
Anyway... Hetty, did you know that you share your birthday with something called Dog Day?
Pronounce it in Japanese, please.
Okay. So, in Japan, the 1st of November is Dog Day, which is Inu no Hi in Japanese. And the reason for this is that in 1987, pet food companies thought they'd flog a bit more food if they made a dog day.
What? Oh, I thought it was, like, wholesome.
No, it's not another, like, a sacred, like, day that's been around for centuries. No, it's it was created in 1987 by a pet food company.
Like when Coca-Cola made Christmas. Bastards.
Yeah. Don't they make Santa Claus red?
Yeah, they changed the colour of Santa Claus.
I'm not saying Santa Claus, Father Christmas, we're English.
Xmas.
So the reason they chose November 1st is because one in Japanese is one. So in English or American or whatever, dogs, when they make noise, they woof-woof in English. But in Japanese, they wan-wan. And because obviously the 1st of November means it's 1-1-1. So it's 1-1-1, woof 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 day.
Woof woof woof
day.
So it's
quite literally dog day. So yeah. But also, Ollie, did you know they have a cat day as well?
No.
So they have a cat day.
What's that? Meow 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 day.
Which is February 22nd and it's cat day Niko no Hi. Here comes one of the most popular ones, Cat Day. Sorry, that's just another part of the article. in Japanese, the number two is read as ni, or with some stretch of the imagination, niya, which is often what young children call cats. Niya, niya. Naya?
Naya,
naya? Naya. Triple twos, according to this wisdom, sounds like nia, nia, nia. And that's why we celebrate our feline friends on this cold winter day, which is February 22nd. So
February 22nd is basically cat, cat, cat day.
Yeah. Kitty, kitty, kitty day.
Interesting.
Which is, I assume, what, like, because that's what little kids call cats, don't they?
The dog day one was very good because I found it trending on Twitter, and the photos of mad dogs being celebrated in Japan were very cute.
Precious.
Yeah. Well, it's very cute. I'm glad that they have it. Do we have a dog day in England? I mean, we probably do, but it doesn't have like a...
We have like a national dog day, I think, but it's not really, doesn't have the same...
Also, it's not really just about dogs being cute. It's like...
No. No, and I don't think we like praise the... Like, we just basically just post a photo of our dog on social media, don't we? Let's face it.
We need to praise the dogs.
Anyway.
Like the tiny gods they are.
Moving swiftly on.
Please.
To the main matter of hand, Oliver.
Yes.
And the question on everyone's lips, because I fucking went on Instagram earlier in the week, didn't I? Just to ham all this shit up.
Oh, really?
So this is what everyone's waiting for.
The people.
Right, people. I'm not even joking. I have the best evidence that I've ever seen that ghosts are real.
Wow.
I'm not even exaggerating. Mic drop. I've got proof that ghosts exist.
Finn's about to blow the whole system wide open.
And, like I said on my Instagram earlier in the week, this is not on any websites. This is not in any newspapers. Derek Acora hasn't got his greasy paws on it with Sam. No, no. This is an exclusive to the Cute Life podcast.
Wow. This is all you've ever wanted, I can tell.
This is the most exciting day of my life.
Please, can you go back to the beginning and explain everything from step one?
Right, from step one, I was sitting in the car next to you, Ollie, on the way to Margate, when I got a little DM on Instagram from a lovely listener of ours, Sophie, who is a lovely illustrator and listener. And we chat occasionally, and she messaged me and said, I've been meaning to message you. I'm going to read out the whole DM.
Please. You're doing a strange voice, though.
It's because I'm excited.
Okay, because it's sort of, yeah. Like...
It's because I'm excited, and this is my news reporter
voice. It's sort of like a fake English accent, which is weird for an English person.
I don't know what's happened to me.
Just
I'm just really excited.
Breathe. Okay. Relax. This is your time to shine.
I'm so excited.
Just explain the story.
Okay. So Sophie messaged me on Instagram and she said, this is really random, but I've been meaning to message you because I know how you're interested in ghosts. And my fiance caught one on camera at our new house. So as you can imagine, when she said this, piqued my interest. But, you know, I'm not one to rush to a conclusion.
Yes, you are, you liar.
They don't
you
know
believe
that.
Anything.
Shush! I'm skeptical, okay?
Oh, yeah. Shh, shh. You've always been skeptical of the paranormal.
I've always been so skeptical. tossing my hair. So, I know how you're interested in ghosts, but my fiancé caught one on camera at our new house with, like, a scared face. And yeah. I was like, right, I'm interested, but I want to see the evidence here. The cold, hard evidence.
Yes.
Basically, long story short, Ollie, coincidentally, her fiancé is also called Ollie.
Best ones always are.
Yeah. Took these pictures before we bought our house. He had never... God.
Fucking hell.
This is the most important story I'll ever tell. Oh my God.
You're haunted by the ghost of an idiot.
He had gone over there to speak to the daughter of... Fuck's sake. I'm trying to be serious. This is very serious.
Sorry, do your accent again.
I'm sorry. Breathe. God, I've got the giggles. He had gone over there to speak to the daughter of the old lady who owned it. She was in a care home at the time. So her daughter was orchestrating the sale and was upstairs considering Ollie's offer when he was sending me pictures he took around the house when I noticed... ... And she sent me... pictures. These pictures. Ollie, would you like to describe... what you see in the photograph, and I will be linking these in the show notes in a blog post so you can see for yourself what Ollie is about to describe.
So the first photo is, it's definitely the kind of photo you take when you're looking around a house, because I did the same thing. When you walk around the house, you take photos of the nice things.
Yeah.
So it's a photo of their huge fireplace, and then around the fireplace there are old person possessions. Including a plate, some tiny other little plates.
Some wall plates, a little clock, a nice armchair.
And then there's a mirror on the right-hand side of the fireplace.
Ollie is so excited he sneezed.
Sorry, the blood's gone to my head, I'm so excited.
What do you see in that mirror, Ollie?
In the mirror there is a man, an old man, bald-headed, looking away from the mirror, so it's the back of his head. He looks a little bit like... what was that guy from EastEnders? Alf Barnett?
Alf Barnett? I watch EastEnders and you don't.
maybe we got mixed up. Just an old man looking over his shoulder.
It's an old man looking over his shoulder. You can't see his face, but you can clearly see his head. You can see that he's got grey, well, white hair that's like in a... what's it called? Where it's around the back.
Old so man
he's,
hair.
He's bald on top, but he's got white
old
hair.
Old man hair.
Round, like, it's called like monk hair or something, isn't it?
Yeah, sort of.
And then he's wearing sort of a greeny grey jumper. And.
But what's interesting, looking at the photo now that I've just noticed,
yeah,
is so there's a lamp in front of the mirror.
Yeah.
And in the mirror, you can see the reflection of the lamp.
Yeah.
Which would mean that. The old man
is behind.
Would be standing like directly in front of the mirror, so would be in the photograph if they took the photograph.
Really?
Yeah.
No,
he'd
I think
be standing
he's further
there.
Back.
I don't know. Anyway, it's pretty weird.
It's fucking weird because it is just an old, clearly the shape of an old man, and then there's the second photo which is less clear, and it's the reflection. So he's just sort of. I think it kind of backs this up because. It's the reflection of them in the window, and you can see Ollie, her fiance, who is taking the photo on the left-hand side, and on the right-hand side, there is a figure of what looks like a man, and in the background, you can see the same bloody mirror, which is in the previous photo, so it is like he's standing there with the mirror in the background.
It's so weird.
It is the most... I literally can't believe it, and I showed this to my friend because I was so excited, and she was just like, that can't be real. And I was just like, I'm vouching for Sophie right now. Why she wouldn't, I know she wouldn't. And if you have Sophie, I swear to God, I'm taking your Christmas presents back. I can't, I can't fault it. It's brilliant. And it's like, I said it's the best ghost photo I've ever seen because it is a solid man.
Yeah.
That's not, you can't dispute, that is not a shadow. That's not it's a not weird like a blur. Bit of light. That's not a blur. That's not maybe a face. That is the clear, that's a clear figure of a man that's standing there. It's mad. And then there's the other photo to back it up. It's mental.
I can't wait until like, Sophie sends us like a photo of her and her fiance. Her fiance's a really old man. With like,
and he's just got his reflection.
Yeah, and he just didn't realise that's what he looked like from the back.
Anyway, so basically, I lost my shit at this and said to Sophie, "Are you serious? So tell me." So basically, it was just Ollie, the fiancé, who was downstairs on his own, and upstairs was the owner's daughter. And she was those were the only two people in the house. And Sophie said that she suspects it might be the old lady who owned the house, her husband, who had previously passed away. I don't like saying passed away, died. So maybe it's him. Maybe he was waiting for his wife to join him.
Yeah. Did they take the mirror when they moved? Presumably.
Oh my God.
Maybe his soul's trapped in the mirror. Probably.
But I just think I'm really proud of them for fucking buying this. They bought the house. I'm very proud of them.
First thing, if you live in a house and there's a ghost and you don't buy it, you're a fool.
I mean, I would buy it, to be fair.
100%. You got
I mean,
to
me
buy
and Ollie had quite a heated discussion about what would be better if you bought a house that a crime had been committed in, or...
I said to Finn, would you rather live in a house that had a ghost in it, like this house?
Like this house.
Or that a murder had happened in? And I kind of meant it like, which, you know, you've got to choose the best of two bad situations there. And Finn was like, oh, I couldn't choose. Oh, it was so good. Oh, and I was like, that was not where I was expecting this to go.
Well, I decided that I wanted the murder house because I'd have the exciting true crime story of the murder and possibly a ghost because, I mean, why are ghosts around?
Murder.
Unfinished business. Oh. They've been traumatised and torn away from this earth. So there's quite a strong likelihood that there'd be a ghost as well as a true crime story.
But this story traumatised me because Finn got this message when we were just leaving to go to Margate, which is a 2-hour drive away. And we were sitting in the car and Finn was like, oh my God, someone's taking a photo of a ghost. And I was like, I didn't realise that she meant someone she knew. I just thought she meant like on Twitter or something, and I thought it was like, and she was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's so exciting, oh my God, what, it's taking so long to load, oh my God, it's amazing. And I was like, what is it? She was like, it's a ghost in a photo. And I was like, I don't understand. And I couldn't look at the photo as I was driving, and I knew we had an hour and a half to go, and literally the whole journey was just been going,
oh, that's so good. I just kept looking at it. I can't stop looking at it. It gives me chills every time I look at it.
It's very good.
It's so good. But I just feel like it's so good that it's wasted on me. I want to do something with it. I want to bring Sophie fame and riches.
Yeah. I think Sophie needs to...
Sophie, you need to get that. You need to send this to a newspaper or get on Twitter.
I think...
Or something, because this is gold.
Sophie, you could make up to £25 if you sent this to the Daily Star.
Oh my God, she could make £200 if she sent this into the Daily Mail. This is the kind of shit that they look for.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You could send it, you get £200 if you send it to You've Been Framed.
It's not moving. And I don't think...
Yet.
I don't think ghost photos are really what You've Been Framed are looking for.
I'm just thinking of ways to make money with images, for God's sake. Give me a break.
I really think that this is so good. This is evidence.
Yeah.
So anyway, let me know what you think of this. I hope it gives you chills because it gave me chills. I'm going to put it in the show notes. I'll put it in a blog post. I just am so excited by it. It's wicked. And I love shit like this. It's great. And I think it's boring to just say, oh, well, it's Photoshop or whatever. Why don't we talk about more interesting things like, yeah, like where would the man be standing? Like, I don't know. I just like the mystery of it.
But that's why it's exciting.
It's so boring just saying, oh, it's a fake.
But this is why it's exciting that it's sent to you by someone you actually know.
Because, yeah, because I feel like I can validate. I know.
Yeah,
because
when you see one on the internet, you're like, well, obviously they're just making this up because they're liars.
Yeah.
Which is why I didn't understand why you were so excited about a picture on the internet. But, like, yeah. No, it's definitely, it's creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy as fuck. It's brilliant. I loved it so much. It's the best thing I've ever
been. Thank you for sending it to
Finn. Thank you so much. You don't understand how much joy this has brought me.
And you don't understand how bad it made my drive to Margo.
I was like, you wait till we get there, Ollie. Oh, he had like 2 hours of just me going, oh my God, you wait till you see this.
I was like, maybe if I just drive off the road, I can fall in the sea. And I can be a ghost. Wow. Yeah, that's very good.
It's amazing.
I do enjoy a ghostly story.
Yeah, me too. So good. I think. My friend, another Sophie Foreman, my friend, said that we should write a like ghost story book and illustrate it.
For what? Just adults for or fun. Children?
Well, or Sophie said children, but I just think anybody.
I mean, there's just got to be 10 billion. I think there's got to be a children book on every subject now, right? Like, every combination of
things. I would have fucking loved a ghost, like...
But maybe there isn't that many ghost ones, because people... I think some parents would be like, oh, my child will be scared of this.
There is... I'm going to have to find it now.
The snowman, though. That's about a ghost who's trapped inside a snowman.
No, it's not. Although the end is very sad and he dies and possibly becomes
fucking
a snowman.
Fucking hell, spoiler ghost.
Everybody's seen the snowman. No, there is that children's book that's called, like... they sell it here in Hastings, and it's called, like, My Best Friend the Ghost. Or How to Make Friends with the Ghost.
Oh, okay.
Which is very good art. It's cute. I'll link it.
It would be cool to illustrate some ghostly stories.
I thought it was quite a fun idea. Anyway, just thought I'd put that out there.
Okay. Well, I'll never have time to do it, so...
Maybe we could do it for Inktober next year.
Yeah, you could do a ghost story illustration a day.
Fuck, that's such a good idea. I really want to do that. Okay. Fuck it. Inktober, I'm going to do that tomorrow, although I have no time.
Do January-tober.
Yeah, maybe in February when I'm quiet.
February-tober.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it, guys, really. Just wanted to end on the best story ever. So
I really hope you looked at these photos before you listened to this podcast. Otherwise, a lot of that was describing something that...
No, I think they can listen to the description and then look at it.
I did paint a beautiful picture with my words, didn't I?
You were so beautiful.
Thanks. Great.
But yeah, so...
I think that's it, isn't it?
That's it. Oh, no, I just was going to say that I've got my exhibition on...
Oh, yeah, of course. Silly me.
Got my exhibition on Friday. It's now Wednesday, so I've got 2 days, so my nerves are kicking in.
When's the podcast coming out? Friday.
Friday. So when this comes out, I'm going to be shitting my pants.
In fact, pause now. Throw your phone away. Drive to Hastings. Come to the exhibition and see Finn.
Yeah, because I'm nervous.
She'll be nervous and sitting in the corner.
It's fine. It's like nobody even cares about me.
Anyway. Oh, that's the spirit, babe.
I don't know. I just feel nervous about it. And like, there are lots of good other illustrators and... I just feel a bit like getting a bit imposter syndrome-y, like I'm shit compared to these people and everyone's going to laugh at my awful art and be like, why is she in this? I'm sure it'll be fine.
I mean, literally no one is that mean. Can you imagine actually if someone's doing that?
No.
It's not going to happen. You're a very good artist. It'll be fine.
Well, hopefully it'll be fine.
Where is it?
It's the cake room. In the America Ground in Hastings. I'll link it in the...
yeah, because they're trying to raise some money, which is what the exhibition's
It's like a little fundraiser. They're trying to raise some money because they want to have like the front redone and to expand so they can make more food. Because at the moment they do sort of like sandwiches and cakes, but I think they want to extend that.
And I think they want to do more things like this, like exhibitions and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, and just have it more of a sort of event space as well. So they're raising a bit of money for that. So
and they're a nice little independent,
lovely. It's so pretty. It's I did a painting of her. So basically, it's like specializes in delicious, beautiful cakes, and they also do lots of vegan cakes, which is good for us. And it's filled with plants, and it's just like so stylish and gorgeous. And I did a painting of her dachshund, who is always in the cafe just roaming around. He's so cute.
What's he got?
Baxter.
Of course.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Worth having a look on Instagram, if even if it's too far away for you to go to.
Yeah, it's really lovely. And I think it's actually going to be up for the rest of the month, the show.
Yeah.
Our pieces. So if you can't come on Friday and want to come some other time in the month, then you're more than welcome. And I've done a special limited edition print, which is going to be for sale and on display there. So you can see
that. You can come and buy that.
You can come and buy that. It's going to be, yeah, special price.
Special price.
Special price just for you. yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah, that's really exciting.
I'm very excited because I really wanted to do an exhibition, and I think I've probably talked about it on the podcast, and like it was definitely one of my New Year's resolutions, and I didn't think I was going to be able to do it, and then I got this lovely opportunity, and I just feel like super excited.
It's good because at the beginning of the year you were like, this year I want to do an exhibition.
Yeah.
And now it's November.
Yes, darling.
End of November.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you know, cutting it a little bit fine, but you
got
it done.
Squeezed it in.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel proud of myself. Yeah. And I just want to, hopefully this will be a start of me doing more things like this, because it's something that I really love doing.
Well, you'll do it. You'll realise that no one laughs at your paintings and calls them crap, and then you'll realise that everything's fine and you can just do shows everywhere.
Yeah.
Do the Tate Modern next?
Don't think so. Don't think I'm quite that good.
I think you are.
I think the Tate people might actually laugh and say I'm crap.
No one would laugh and say you're crap.
Anyway.
Look at some dog shit that's in the Tate.
Oh my God. Message me and tell me what you think about the ghost photos.
Yeah.
Really want to hear your opinions. Or if you want to talk to me or Ollie about anything. If you have a ghost story or a ghost photo you want to show me. Anything.
I think just ghost stories.
No, I like ghost stories about anything, really. Any interesting story you think we might find interesting, I want to hear it. You can email thecutelifepodcast@gmail.com or just DM either me or Ollie on Instagram. I'm at Finley Elliott Portraits and Ollie's at Ollie Place.
Yes. I am.
Have you forgotten your catchphrase that I made up for you?
Oh, sorry.
Like a fireplace.
Yeah.
And share this podcast with your friends.
And if you don't, we'll come and haunt you.
We'll haunt you.
Until
in your
you
mirrors.
Die.
Yeah. And steal all your Christmas presents.
Yeah. As ghosts are known to do.
Yes. Yeah. Love you guys, and thank you for listening and for bearing with us while we had a week off, and we'll speak to you in your ears.
Wow, you're really stretching this exit out. Got to get it up to an hour. Speak to you next week.
Oh no.
Not more technical difficulties.
Oh yeah, it's all fine. It's all good, everyone. Bye-bye.
It's a
guys, boo.